إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد بن عبد الله ورسوله إمام الهدى والتقى أرسله الله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وهاديا بإذنه وسراجا منيرا يقول ربنا جل وعلا في محكم تنزيل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ويقول أيضا يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا ويقول أيضا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وبعد We give praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the sustainer, the one who has blessed us with countless of his favors and bounties. And we send salutation on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's final messenger to mankind. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, today we shall spend this few minutes of our life examine the life or part of the life of the greatest individual to walk on the face of this earth. Today, inshallah, we'll look at the messenger of mercy as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to us, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ Harisun alaykum bil mu'minina ra'uf rahim. But first and foremost, we should realize and know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a bashar, was a human being like ourselves. So he would have desires and he would feel joy and happiness, pain and sorrow. So it is something that we, when we want to compare ourselves so that we can achieve and we can model our lifestyle to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we should realize and know that he was a man, a human being, so that these qualities that he has achieved and attained, that we can go close to those. And inshallah today we will talk about that mercy. And we will examine how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exemplified mercy in his life and how we need it and how we can work towards it and achieve it inshallah. First, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ And we have not sent you except as a mercy unto the world. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy to the entire world. Not just the believers alone, but to the non-Muslims, to those who disbelieve in him, to the animals, and so on. And first we will start with his life in Mecca and how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown mercy to those people who were persecuting him. We know the famous story when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with his great message, the message of Islam, and the Meccans rejected. They persecuted, and it happened that he used to pass by a house where an old woman used to live. And she would keep the sweeping, the dust. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pass by, she would throw it at him. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam missed the dust. He passed by and there was nothing thrown. Many of us, we ask ourselves today what we would do. We would say, oh, that's good. That old woman, something wrong with her, and I'm free from her. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the messenger and the prophet of mercy, he went and he inquired about her. And she was sick. And he went and he visited her. So we ask ourselves, an enemy, yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam show us the way how we deal with our enemies. He went and he visited that individual. And he looked and see what was going on with her. He did not just feel happy that there was no dust. Also, we know the famous story when he went to Taif, when the Meccans rejected him, and he said that, okay, he will go to Taif, a valley some distance from Mecca. When he invited those people to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not only reject his call and his preaching, but other they stoned him. They stoned him, they threw pebbles and whatnot at him until he was out of their city. That was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The persecution that he received at the hands of these non-Muslims. No sooner he was outside of the city, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam approached him. And he said, and he gave salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he told him to look up. And he saw the angels of the mountains and they gave salam to him. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said that these angels are at your command. If you order, they would send down these two mountains on these people. But what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did? Blood was oozing from his body. His shoes were filled with blood. Tired, weary, yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, leave them. Leave them, perhaps their progeny, their children would accept Islam. And we know a few years after, the entire Taif accepted Islam. So here again we see how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam dealt. He dealt with those people who were inflicting injuries and tormenting him. He did not ask, although he had the power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that power to make dua, to ask for those angels, to command them to destroy those people. But he showed his mercy. He shows his kindness. He shows his compassionateness to these people. So this is what we need in our society today. When we hear words from others, we have to show them that mercy. Because too often we hear that religion, Islam, the religion of mercy, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the messenger of mercy. But yet, we cannot see that example in our lives. When someone talk about Islam, we do not defend Islam properly by our words. There are many of us who call for fighting. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not fight these people. He did not fight them. He teach them through mercy. He showed them affection and compassionateness so that he gained the hearts of these people. And continuing with the life and the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after he migrated to Medina, he showed mercy to the weak in society. He showed mercy to our children. He showed mercy towards his family. And this is something that we find lacking in ourselves today. How often do we call our children and we ask them for something And many times our children will say, oh, just now I will do it. I'm coming. But it takes them some while. And then after that, we start shouting and yelling at them. We start shouting and yelling at them. And we call them, some of us, waliyatu billah, call our children by name when they do not listen to us and obey us same time. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam show mercy to kids, and we have the beautiful example of Anas radiallahu anhu. He served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for about 10 years. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Medina, Anas radiallahu anhu was between 9 and 10 years old. And his mother brought him and said, take him as a servant. And Anas radiallahu anhu said, not one day did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam show any displeasure of what I have done. Nor did he yell at me at any time. And we have a beautiful example of Anas again. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him on an errand. Anas, young kid, he went off, and on his way he met some of his friends, and he began playing with them. And he forgot totally about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after some time went, and he saw Anas, and no sooner did Anas see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he remembered. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see here his compassionateness, his mercy and his kindness. He said to Anas, stay, enjoy yourself. And he went himself. He went himself to get what he had wanted. Also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give rides to his grandkids. He would go down on his knees and his hands, and he would put them on his back, and he would walk with them. We ask ourselves that, how often, or have we ever done that to our kids? Or do we feel that we are too superior? But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of human being, did that. He would kiss his grandkids, and he would hug them. And that is why Akra, when he went and he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing Hassan and Hussein, he said that I have 10 kids and not yet I have kissed one of them. And do you people kiss your kids? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man la yarham, la yurham. Whoever do not show mercy, mercy would not be shown upon him. And in another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what can I do? What can I do if mercy is being taken away from your heart? So my brothers and sisters, we need to show love and kindness and mercy towards our children. Also, our wives, our spouses, we need to show kindness to them. Once Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's action in the house, and she said that he would do the things that normal men do. He would sew his clothes, and he would mend his shoes. He would not leave like many of us would do today. We eat our food and we leave the plates there expecting somebody else to come and clean up after us. No, my brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to help in the normal chores of the house. He used to do it out of love and kindness and mercy towards his family. So let us take away that egoism from ourselves, that I am a man and I am the man of the house. But rather we should share in that affection with one another and that mercy, so that we can help and be better Muslims in our household. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see another beautiful example in dealing with his wife. Once a few companions visited him in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. And Umm Salama radiallahu anha sent a bowl with food to him. And Aisha radiallahu anha became jealous. And she hit that container and it fell and it broke. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not rebuke Aisha radiallahu anha. All that he said to his companions, that your mother is jealous. That your mother is jealous. He did not do nothing to her. All that he did, he take that broken pieces and he gave it to Aisha radiallahu anha, and he take the good one and he sent it back to Salama radiallahu anha. He did not rebuke her. He showed her kindness and mercy. So my brothers and sisters, our wives and our families are the first that we see. When we wake up in the morning, we see them. At night before we go to bed, we see them. So these are the people that we need to show our mercifulness towards the most. Why show it to a friend outside that we have for a few hours, a few moments? But when we come into our homes, we are like lions. We do not want to be like that. We want to be in that beautiful example of that life that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given us, where he helped and where he showed mercy towards his household. When his beloved daughter Fatima radiallahu anha would visit him, he would get up and receive her. So much love and mercy and kindness he would show towards his children. Moving on with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mercy was not only for human beings. It was not only for human beings. He showed his mercy towards animals. Towards the animals so too. And we have that in the beautiful example of the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, إِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decree gentleness and kindness on everything. Al-Ihsan. He had written it on everything. So when you kill an animal, when you kill, you should kill well. And when you slaughter, you should slaughter well and sharpen your blade and do not let the animal suffer. So much mercy Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who cannot speak back. Also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once reprimanded a man who had his animal dung tied up and he was sharpening the blade. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, do you want to kill it twice? Do you want to kill it twice? So my brothers and sisters, these are animals. These are animals, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had talked about mercy to them, much less human beings. And we have two examples of two women, and their outcome were totally opposite. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told us that once a woman, and many narration mention it was a prostitute, she was walking in the desert and she felt thirsty. So she went down a well and she drank water. And when she returned up back, she saw a dog licking the dirt out of thirst. And she tell herself that this dog is thirsty like I was. So she went down back into that well and she took water in her shoe and she brought it back and gave that dog to drink. And for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive her for her sins and cause her to enter paradise. On the opposite side, there was a woman who had a cat. And she locked it up and she never fed it, nor let it go to feed in the land. until it died. And for that, she was punished and she was made to enter into the fire of hell. So, my brothers and sisters, we see the mercy here, how individual can show it and those who withheld it. So let us not withhold the mercy and show it to one another. Because that messenger of mercy, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had showed us the way. He had showed us the way how to give that mercy. So let us not be miser, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him that name, as we have sent you as a mercy unto the world. So let us follow that messenger of mercy in his merciful life, so that we can achieve that outcome towards ourselves and our families, and we can have a good family life. وَقُولِ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإسلام وعلمنا الحكمة والإيمان وصلي وسلم على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين نبينا محمد بن عبد الله ورسوله وبعد. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we should show mercy towards the white beard man, meaning that the young should show respect and mercy towards the old. So let us not move away from that mercifulness. For us to build a society and a community, we need respect and we need mercy towards one another. But inshallah, I will conclude with one point. For us to achieve mercy in our hearts, we need to achieve and acquire and work on the characteristic of being forgiven, overlooking. We need to achieve that in our hearts first. Because we cannot have mercy for someone if we cannot forgive that individual. How can we dislike somebody and show mercy to them? So we need to rid our hearts and forgive people. When someone do us a wrong, then we should forgive them. We should overlook the faults of other, and especially our household members. We should overlook them so that we can able to have mercy more towards one another. Because if we have malice in our heart for somebody, we cannot have mercy again in the heart, the same place for that individual. So cleanse our hearts and let us be forgiving people. Let us be forgiving people and overlooking people, because that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had done to his people. When he returned back to Mecca, after they had persecuted him so much, and his persecution was unbearable, they had cast so much thing upon him. Yet when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned back to Mecca, at the conquest of Mecca, when he had the power to do whatever he wished with the people, his mercy took over him and he forgave them. He overlooked everything. He overlooked everything that they had done. And he forgave them and he let them go. And we know the beautiful example of his uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu. The two people, the two most disliked individuals to him who had killed his uncle, he let them go. He overlooked, he forgave, and he showed mercy towards them. So my brothers and sisters, let us work on these characteristics. Let us work on the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we can model ourselves according to how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived his life, so that we can become better Muslims, we can become better citizens and better members of our community. We can live harmoniously amongst ourselves and among the people that we live if we show forgiveness and overlooking and mercy, because those are the qualities that would help us to become better individuals and better people and citizens.
يقول ربنا جل وعلا في محكم التنزيل إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما ويقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله بعشرة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وانعم على عبدك رسولك محمد وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعده أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وأنصار أصحابي يا رب العالمين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك ولا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين يا رب العالمين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر موتانا وموت المسلمين وخفف ما بهم من الضيق والشدة اللهم نوّر لهم قبورهم واحصل لهم قبورهم وقهم عذاب النار وادخلهم برحمتك في جناتك جنات نعيم يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا شفاء كاملا من عندك يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله كثيرا يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر لو كانوا تسمعون والسلام